The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.
Oh, hello. Thanks for clicking on me again. You know, the double standards of some people amaze me. We hear of public rights of way being eroded because people aren't keeping to the correct footpaths. People leave gates open. People knock gates down. Here on the island, we have an issue in some places with off-road motorcycles, which don't stick to where they should do. And now we find that hillwalkers and mountaineers in Scotland are abusing nature in a very different way. Ben Nevis is strewn with litter, largely made up of fruit peel and tissues. According to mountaineering groups, the owner of one expedition company found 8 kilograms of banana skins in just 2 days last week. Ben Nevis has particular problems with litter of all sorts because it's so popular and because so many of those who climb it aren't regular hillgoers and don't seem to appreciate the harm they're doing by leaving litter, whether it's plastic or banana peels, said Mountaineering Scotland. Neil Reid, who's a spokesman for the group, said a lot of people quite genuinely think that because a banana or orange or apple or whatever is natural, it will just rot down into the environment and everything will be hunky-dory. But the ecology up on the high tops there is quite fragile, very fragile, and it's based on soil and ground that's very low in nutrients. So if you suddenly put a dose of, in effect, fertiliser up there, you're going to cause a lot of damage. You know, banana skins can take years to decompose at altitude. Ben Nevis, at 1,345 metres, is the UK's highest mountain, attracting an estimated 100,000 climbers a year and thousands more to the wider area. So let's look at this banana skin problem then. Rich Pine, who founded the Real Three Peaks Challenge campaign to clean up the UK's best-known mountains, said volunteers had rid the Scottish icon of hundreds of kilograms of rubbish over several years, including 135 kilos in 2018 alone. OK, that figure was down from 230 in 2013. He said last week he's found 8 kilograms of banana peel in 2 days on Ben Nevis. He says it's a never-ending story. Most of the debris I notice in the hills is stuff that has been wedged between rocks or often stashed behind summits. Anything that's hidden in such a way suggests that the person leaving it behind is most definitely aware that it's not the correct way to dispose of their rubbish. So the next time you're out walking on Ben Nevis or maybe even Snaefell on the island, don't drop your banana skin on the floor after you've eaten the banana. Banana skins can in fact be extremely useful. And we've got some top tips of things you can do with your banana skins. You can fertilise tomato plants. You can feed your indoor plants if you soak a banana skin in a large container of water. You can use banana skins as compost. Rub a banana skin on insect bites, rashes from plant stings, or even on psoriasis. The banana skin reduces itching and promotes healing. A little bit of soil to a dry banana skin is good feed for chickens, pigs, rabbits and livestock. You can make vinegar out of banana skins to season salads or give flavour to water or tea or to accompany recipes that need additional seasoning. Add a ripe banana skin to a casserole to avoid boneless or skinless pieces of meat hardening or drying during cooking. And if all that fails, you can eat the banana skin. It's full of nutrients, fibres and antioxidants. You can boil the skin for 10 minutes, put it in a juicer or mix it with other fruits, but remember to rinse the skin well beforehand to eliminate pesticides. You can polish leather and silver with banana skins. With the inside of the skin, rub leather shoes, clothes or furniture, wipe them afterwards with a soft cloth, and you can also mix a banana skin with water and use the mix to shine up silver. And Robert's your mother's brother. So when you're out next time, don't throw away your banana skins. There's plenty of things you can use them for. Have a good day.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.